The reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 to 32. Instructions for Christian living. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Thanks be to God.
The parable of the bags of gold, or the parable of the talents. Again, it would be like a young man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To another he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gave 5 more bags. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled his accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold bought the master another 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with few things. I will put you in charge of many more things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with 2 bags of gold also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many more things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest.
So we'll start with a little history of World Thinking Day. In 1926, it was decided that a day would be created for Girl Guides and Girl Scouts to celebrate being part of an international movement. A group of delegates chose to hold the first celebration on the joint birthday of Lord Baden-Powell, founder of the Guiding and Scout movement, and his wife, Olaf, who served as the World Chief Guide. And so Thinking Day was born. As birthdays involved gifts, Olaf Baden-Powell wrote a letter in 1926 to all Girl Guides and all Girl Scouts asking them to donate just 1 penny, enough to buy a loaf of bread in those days, to help fund guiding around the world. This fundraising still happens today, and all of the money that's raised goes into what's called the World Thinking Day Fund. At this time, we think about and understand what World Thinking Day is, why it's important, and the issues that affect our guiding sisters in other countries. The World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts is the largest voluntary movement dedicated to girls and young women in the world. It supports 10 million girls in around 150 countries around the world. Each year it focuses on something different. And this year, World Thinking Day is focusing on how personal impact can make a bigger impact. How we as Girl Guides can bring a positive change around the world. We currently have the largest youth population ever, with more than 40% of the global population between 10 and 24 years of age. So the Guide Association have drawn on the representation of a global mosaic, and together that we think this can help us move forward and make a difference in our world. In our first reading by Eleanor, we heard about instructions for Christian living, reminding us to let go of the bad things which hold us back and stop us making a positive difference, about building people up according to their need. So with that in mind, we've placed a pieces of puzzle around the church. So Rainbows, will you give us a hand? Can you quickly go and find all those pieces of puzzle? They're on purple cards and they're scattered around the church. Would you like to go and do that for me now? And can I have a couple of rangers to come and, or Eleanor, right, and someone else to come and stick them together on the board as they find them? Go, girls, go. Brownies, maybe can you come and give the Rainbows a hand? Thank you.
Girls, as you find them, if you bring them to the front, and Ellie and Eleanor will start sticking them on for you. Have you found one? Go find one. That's not it. It's purple. I don't know what that is. Well done. Here we go. Brilliant.
I think you've probably got them, girls. Good job. Well done. Thank you for your help. I think poor Ellie and Eleanor have the hard task of trying to piece it back together. Doing a good job. So you found the parts of the mosaic, and when the girls have pieced it back together, it's going to show you the four parts that Thinking Day split up into this year. So, Tom, can we have our first slide, please? Sorry. So the first part of Thinking Day this year is represented by the flame. And the flame is the spark that inspires us to bring the change. How are getting on, girls?
Nearly there. Good job.
After the flame, we have two stars. These shine bright and equip us with the skills and the knowledge we need. Our third part is the compass. And this leads the way in order to make change happen. And then fourthly, we have the trefoil leaves. And these give shape to our impact. Thinking Day celebrates the impact that we can have as a unit. It reminds us that we have the power to make a difference too. So we ask the girls to think about the things that inspire them to make a difference, the things that they're passionate about, and the things that make them feel strong and powerful. And they did this Friday, and reading through, we were really proud of them with the things that they came up with. It makes you feel quite emotional because they're brilliant and they are our future, and it's really lovely. And I know some of you now have got your pieces of paper, so if you don't mind coming to the front, we'd like you to share those with everybody. Do you want to come and read them one at a time from the lectern and then use the microphone?
Okay. The thing that inspires me is people reaching their goals. The reason is because when you reach a goal, you feel like you're unstoppable. You're able to do anything you want. Another thing I'm passionate about is education. The reason is education is very important. It helps us to reach our goals, helps us to achieve things in the future that we want to be. And also, the thing that also makes me strong is guys, because guys is passionate to me and also makes us learn and be inspired by anything we want to do.
So, the things that inspire me are the people that come to my school and talk to us. My passion is dancing because it can let me forget all of my negative feelings. And the last thing is, the things that make me feel strong are the people that support me everywhere I go.
I am inspired to make a difference because you see lots of posters and adverts everywhere and you feel about hunger and starvation in lots of different countries and you feel awful about it and you want to make a change. I'm also passionate about women's rights and children's education.
I am inspired to make a difference when I see inspirational women and motivational songs and posters. I am passionate about equal rights, and I feel strong and powerful when I'm with my friends and family.
I feel strong and powerful when I think about how I'm in such a big group. I may be a small part, but I'm still there. And things like natural disasters and accidents happen, and people might not have much to give, but there's still a lot of stuff that are given to people when they have nothing.
What inspires you to make a difference?
I have recently liked reading Harry Potter. Therefore, I have come across Emma Watson, the actor of Hermione. She is a brilliant
feminist
and inspires me to stick up for my BFF and other girls being bullied.
Something you're passionate about. I'm passionate about equality between males and females because I find sexism is really wrong, and females should be able to do everything males can and no different. Everyone can do whatever they want within reason. What makes you feel strong and powerful?
Being a member of my school liturgy team In my liturgy team, we focus on RE, and now we can make it more fun. We also organise charities we donate to.
I would also like to say I'm really happy to be part of Girl Guides.
By Isla.
Thank you. You can see why we're proud of them. They're really young, but they've really got a handle on who they are and what's going on in our world and how they need to make a difference. So thank you. You're brilliant. So simple acts can influence other people's lives. It's like dropping a pebble into water and watching the ripple effect. One small action can affect other people. And we should take time to remember that in our busy world, which sometimes seems too vast to influence, that we can use our given talents and not to look inward, but to look outward and take time to make positive change. And in order to make a change, we need to understand and appreciate the things that are different to us. To solve the world's problems, the next generation actually needs to know what they are. If we stop and think, it's not just people we can impact in our world. There are other things we need to appreciate. One of those is our environment. The pertinent current issue of plastic pollution is something we can all make an impact on if we take time to make very small changes. In Isla's second reading, it talked about the parable of the talents, which also means your gifts, our abilities. Something special and amazing God gives just to you, almost like a superpower. He trusts us to use these. We're all individual, but we should not bury our talents and do nothing with them. But we should take what we've been given and make them grow. We should encourage others and notice and recognise their talents and help them to use them better. So, your turn. You've each got a slip of paper and a pen in front of you. You each have a talent and a power so that you can affect positive change too. And you have the power to start right now. It might be trying to reduce plastic packaging in your home. You could spread compassion just with a simple smile. You could pick up the phone. You could write a message or an email or a letter to someone who you haven't thought of for a while. You can spend time with someone, offer someone your help. You guys can do something for your parents when they ask you so that they don't have to get cross. The positive actions you choose to make are paid forward by others whose mood then gets lifted by the change you've made for them. So if you could now on your piece of paper write down something you might do to make a change. So it could be any of those things, it could be something special to you. And please shout if you need. Oh, what, girls, where did you put all the pen and paper? Girls, you handed out the pens and the paper. Where did you put the blue strips of paper? Can you give them to other people as well? Can you go round and make sure everyone's got one? So while you're doing this, could I have a couple of the girls? They're going to come and they're going to give you a chocolate coin while you're doing that. Layla, as you're up, you can take a bowl. Layla, Alex, come and grab a bowl. A bowl. Bowl of chocolate coins. So they're going to come and give you a chocolate coin, which is a representation from the parable. But it's to remind you that to take what you've been given and to pay it forward. So you can eat it or take it, maybe give the chocolate to someone else. Thank you. So, as a unit, we know that we're stronger together. So what we're going to do is, at the end, if you could take your slips and leave them on the table at the back, we're going to make a paper chain, because together it's stronger, with all the things that we want to do to make a difference in our world, and we're going to put them on our board, so it's there as a reminder, because it's always good to be reminded every now and again that you can make a difference, and you can make someone else's life that little bit better. Gradually, over time, the ripples that we make with our change will fan out, and our small change will be able to make a bigger impact. The Girl Guide values are reflected in our law and promise, integrity, spirituality, and citizenship. Alongside the influence of our peers, we have these to guide us, to reflect upon, and to remind us that we can make a difference as we move through our lives. So thank you for your help with us with that this morning.